Hi, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading was written by Patricia Raven. In the city of Philadelphia, when weedy vacant lots were cleaned up and brightened with beautiful flowers and trees, nearby residents also brightened in overall mental health. This proved especially true for those who struggled economically. There's a growing body of evidence that green space can have an impact on mental health, said Dr. Eugenia South, and that's particularly important for people living in poorer neighborhoods. South, a faculty member at the University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine, is co-author of a study on the subject. The downtrodden people of Israel and Judah found fresh hope in the prophet Isaiah's vision of their beautiful restoration by God. Amid all the doom and judgment Isaiah foretold, this bright promise in Isaiah 35 took root. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. No matter our situation today, we too can rejoice in the beautiful ways our Heavenly Father restores us with fresh hope, including through His creation. When we feel down, reflecting on His glory and splendor will bolster us. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way, Isaiah encouraged. Can a few flowers rekindle our hope? A prophet said yes. So does our hope-giving God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 4. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Let's pray. Oh God, thank you for the splendor of your creation, pointing us to your glory and reviving our hope in you. When we're feeling alone and sad, please lift our eyes to see the beauty of your creation and remind us of your great love. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.